And so I would conclude with a little motif, a little image of the Christian miracle from some of the German painters of the 14th century. This is a motif that occurs in quite a number of the paintings of that time from the Rhineland. The Virgin is shown. It is the image of the Annunciation when Gabriel spoke to the Virgin. The Virgin is shown at her prie-dieu in prayer. There comes Gabriel, and his staff is the staff of the god Hermes, the caduceus of the intertwined serpents. Hermes is the god of guiding souls to rebirth in eternal life. And Gabriel speaks the words of the Annunciation to Mary, and from an area up in the upper part of the room, there comes a beam of light to her ear. She conceives through the ear. She conceives through the word. And down on that beam of light comes the Holy Ghost in the form of a dove, followed by the little Christ mannequin with his cross on his shoulder. And this reminds me of this word of Paul from one of the earliest Christological texts we have. It's in Philippians 2, 5 to 8. You will recognize it, I'm sure. Have this mind among yourselves, then, which you have in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be held to, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found human, in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. And so what would the virgin birth be of Christ in ourselves? It would be our own spirit affirming willingly that way the life of the spirit in the world with all its mutilations, with all its hideousness, with all its pains, all its disappointments. And this corresponds also to a Buddhist theme. This world, just as it is, with all its pains, all its agonies, all its brutalities, is the golden lotus world of perfection, just as it is. And we have it also from the wonderful Thomas Gospel, and with this I close. The kingdom of the Father will not come by expectation. The kingdom of the Father is spread over the earth, and men do not see it. So with that, I will close, and I'll be glad to answer any questions you may have or conduct any discussions you'd like as long as you wish. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to The Religious Impulse, the fifth talk by Joseph Campbell in the series entitled Myths and the Masks of God. This recording was authorized by the Joseph Campbell Foundation and produced by Electronic Educational Programs. Our theme music is by Acoustic Alchemy. For more information on the work of Joseph Campbell, please call the Foundation at 1-800-330-MYTH, or you can contact us on the World Wide Web at jcf.org. I'm Maura Vaughan. Thank you for listening.
This has been a Highbridge Audio presentation.